Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, I got my truck fixed.
Billy Jumping Bull said it was a pretty big dent.
Yeah, but now it's as good as new.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jasper.
Heard you got that dent fixed.
You can't see a thing.
I'll bet fixing it up put a hole in your budget.
Well, it wasn't cheap.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if right about now you were looking for a low-interest loan to help you through these rough times.
What rough times?
Oh, all sorts of things. Finding yourself suddenly unemployed.
Tom got fired?
I didn't get fired.
Having to deal with unexpected bills.
Like your truck.
Or a pressing home repair.
Or you could use the loan money for some of life's luxuries.
A romantic vacation in Thunder Bay.
The purchase of a timeshare condominium in downtown Yellowknife.
Grey Cup tickets on the 20-yard line.
What in the world are you two talking about?
Remember when Gracie gave you your Dead Dog Cafe hospitality card?
Yes.
And you told us we couldn't do it because only gas stations and banks were allowed to pass out credit cards.
Yeah, but when...
And you pointed out, and quite rightly, that the Dead Dog Cafe wasn't the gas station.
Well, yes, I remember.
Well, you are right.
Right about what?
That the Dead Dog Cafe isn't the gas station.
Jasper?
Yeah?
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper, everybody knows that the Dead Dog Cafe isn't a gas station.
Ah, but what they don't know is that the Dead Dog Cafe is now... A bank.
A what?
A bank. Show him, Gracie.
Here's your new hospitality card.
Look, thanks, but I really don't want a new The Confederated Indian Bank of Canada?
CIBC.
CIBC. Has a nice solid sound to it.
You just can't turn the Dead Dog Cafe into a bank.
Why not?
Well, because you can't, and you certainly can't call it CIBC.
Name recognition, Tom. It's very important in business.
Jasper, there's already a CIBC, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce.
Sure, but ask yourself, Tom, who was here first, Indians or imperialists?
You want a hint?
Do you know how much the Dead Dog Cafe has made this year?
Well, no.
You know how much the other CIBC has made this year?
Well, probably millions.
$1.15 billion. And that's just for the first 9 months.
That much?
Royal Bank made $1.2 billion.
I guess that proves our case.
What case?
Bank of Montreal made an even billion.
That banks make a lot more money than cafes.
TD made only around $800 million.
Wait a minute. Look, just because banks make more money than cafes doesn't mean you can just decide that you'll be a bank.
Why not?
Well, look, isn't it time to start the show?
I guess we can talk about banks later on.
That's a great idea. From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hands.
And Tom King.
So, Tom, who are our guests?
Is this where I'm supposed to say Louis Riel?
You found him?
No, he's still dead.
Well, keep trying. In the meanwhile, let's start this show off with one of Gracie's culinary delights.
Watch your mouth, Friendly Bear.
So, Gracie, what wondrous, mouth-watering entree do you have for us today?
Well, today I thought I'd share a recipe that I got from an Indian friend of mine who lives in Toronto.
Ah, an exotic recipe.
It's called salimagos.
Sounds delicious, Gracie. What is it?
It's a Parsi lamb with straw potatoes.
Oh, I can smell it already.
I've got the turmeric and the cumin and a fresh ginger root, but I may have to go out for the green cardamom pods.
Cardamom pods? Wait a minute. Is the salimagos an East Indian dish?
Toronto isn't that far east, Tom.
That's not what I mean.
I know a lot of people out here in the West think Toronto's on the East Coast, but it's not.
Jasper, I know where Toronto is.
Never met an urban Indian who didn't know where Toronto was.
Now, if we were talking about a Mi'kmaq recipe or a Beotuck recipe, now that would be authentic East Indian.
Beotuck? Jasper, the Beotucks were all killed off by Weissen disease in the 19th century.
Listen, Tom.
Are you two done?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that, Gracie.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait on this recipe. I'm really low on the fresh ginger root, and I'm completely out of green cardamom pods.
Sally, my gosh. Boy, Tom, you have to hand it to those Toronto Indians. Uh-huh. They really know how to eat. Say, that gives me an idea.
Sounds like it's time for coffee.
Please.
You know, Tom, you've been working pretty hard.
He has?
And we all know that too much work and too much stress can be injurious to your health.
Tom's not stressed. He's just confused.
There are many ways to combat stress. You can take a hot bath. You can go for a long walk. You can play a round of golf and not keep score.
Jasper, I'm not stressed.
Of course, the best way to combat stress especially here in Canada, is to sit down in front of the TV and watch a quiet game of curling.
Jasper, I feel fine.
But instead of watching curling, why don't you take out a small loan with CIBC and fly to Toronto for a fun-filled weekend?
I suppose we could take his truck as collateral.
Fly in on a Friday night, have dinner at one of those Toronto Indian restaurants, and take in a Blue Jay game Saturday afternoon.
I don't want to go to Toronto.
Is your truck paid off, or do you have a loan with another bank?
At 18%, you'll hardly even notice the payments.
18%? You can't charge 18% on a loan.
That's what the credit card companies charge.
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper, a private citizen can't charge 18% on a loan. It's illegal.
What about banks?
Well, banks can charge as much as they want.
So, how come credit card companies can charge 18% and we can't? And banks can charge as much as they want and we can't?
We're not a bank.
Sure we are. CIBC, remember?
Jasper, you have to stop saying that.
Boy, Gracie, we're going to get rich on the hospitality card alone.
You know, Friendly Bear, every so often you come up with a good idea.
Banks don't get rich off their credit cards or their loans.
They don't?
No. What do you think happens when people default on their loans or don't pay the money they owe on their credit cards?
The banks call the RCMP?
Well, yes, I suppose they could do that.
So, if you're a bank, you can use the various law enforcement agencies to enforce your loan policies.
Well, yes, but that's not the point.
And to think that I've wasted the last 20 years of my life running a cafe.
So, how do banks make all their money?
Well, for one thing, they charge fees.
Fees?
Fees.
Well, that's right. Every time you do anything in a bank, no matter how insignificant, you get charged a fee.
You're kidding.
No. Every time you write a check, you pay a fee. Every time you use a cash machine, you pay a fee. They charge fees for cashing checks, for changing U.S. dollars into Canadian dollars, for applying for a home mortgage. The list is endless.
Oh, this is exciting.
Most of the fees are small, but they add up.
Almost sounds like something Indian Affairs thought up.
Wow, this puts everything in a whole new light. But before we get too excited about all this newfound power and wealth, it's time to give away some authentic Indian names. So, Gracie, who wants an authentic Indian name today?
Here's one from Eric Stubbard in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Dear Dead Dog, I was wondering if you had a token white person on your show, and if not, I would like to apply for the position. I have been a white person all my life, and I don't think that I'll be changing, but I would like an authentic Indian name anyway.
Well, Eric Stubbard from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, we already have half a token white person on the show.
We do.
He means you, Tom.
Right.
But we'd be happy to give you an authentic Indian name and brighten up your dreary life in Nova Scotia.
Jasper, we don't know that his life is dreary.
Tom, he lives in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia is a very nice place.
You ever see the weather report for Nova Scotia? Fog, fog, fog.
Might be better than sun and grasshoppers.
And he wants to be on the show.
Well, if you put it that way,
well, let's spin those wheels. Okay, Eric Stubbard. Here's your authentic Indian name. Gracie, what's the first wheel say?
The first name is Narcissus.
What's the second name, Tom?
The second name is Naughty.
And the third name is Sky. All right, Eric Stubbard, your new authentic Indian name is Narcissus Naughty Sky.
That'll brighten his day.
But don't forget, before you can use your new name, you have to write us and tell us about your most interesting experience with an Indian.
Look at this. Here's a listener who doesn't want an authentic Indian name.
What?
Hard to believe, but here it is. Dear Dead Dog, I don't need an authentic Indian name. Gerald Vondering.
Now, there's a cry in the wilderness.
What do you mean?
If he was really happy with his own name, why did he write to tell us that he doesn't want an authentic Indian name?
Sounds like it's time to spin those wheels.
Right you are, Gracie.
Wait a minute. Maybe he really doesn't want an Indian name.
Tom, look how Mr. Vondering spells his name.
What about it?
V-A-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. Two A's?
Well, he's probably Dutch.
It's not a typo?
No, it's not a typo. He might even be a newly arrived immigrant.
Tom, most of Canada is newly arrived immigrants.
Are we going to spin the wheels or what?
Well, I think he's perfectly happy with his name. Look, He even says in the letter that his name is an ancient European word that means spear chucker.
Gerald Spear Chucker?
Well, sort of.
I don't think spinning the wheels will improve on that. Okay, Mr. Gerald Spear Chucker, thanks for the letter, and welcome to Canada.
Time for more coffee?
Why don't you just leave the pot?
Hi, is this the Confederated Indian Bank of Canada?
That's right.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Pamela Matthews, the artistic director of Native Earth?
That's right.
Pamela Matthews, the bank's first customer.
No, I just need change for the parking meter.
Hey, listen, while you're here, how would you like to be our guest on the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour?
Why not? As long as I can get some change.
So, Jasper wants to know what your favorite color is.
Don't ask her that. Jasper, it's
a question.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Bannock.
Do you make bannock?
Oh, yeah. I make a great recipe called No Panic Bannock.
So, what's the fastest you've made a bannock from scratch? How many minutes?
Oh, 3.5.
3.5 minutes?
Three and a half. All right.
My mother's recipe.
So, when did you go back to Toronto?
Very, very, very soon.
We've been talking about going to Toronto on a trip, haven't we?
Can we stay at your place?
Yeah, I got a great big backyard.
Oh, we'll pitch up our tent.
There you go.
Okay, we'll make bannock on a stick.
You know, I better get back before that meter expires.
Oh.
Can I have a change for $2? That's only $1.50.
Yeah, bank fees.
Okay, then. All right, well, we'll catch you later.
Okay, see you, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, were we lucky. Our first day at the bank, and Pamela Matthews walks in. Oh, hey, you hear that? We almost forgot about the best part of the show, Fireside Friendly Bear.
Aren't we out of time?
Almost, so we'll have to hurry. Gracie, cue the fire. Tom, open the door.
I'm not going to open the door. Every time I open the door, I get blown against the back wall.
Okay. How about making some wind sounds so we get our listeners into the mood?
Okay.
Good. The report of the Royal Commission on Aboriginal People, Volume 5, Chapter 1. At the heart of our recommendations is recognition that Aboriginal people are peoples, that they form collectivities of unique character, and that they have a right of governmental autonomy. Boy, this is some pretty radical stuff.
We're probably taking a chance broadcasting this over the radio.
Aboriginal peoples have preserved their identities under adverse conditions. They have safeguarded their traditions during many decades when non-Aboriginal officials attempted to regulate every aspect of their lives.
How much longer do I have to do this?
Not long. Where was I? Oh, yeah. They are entitled to control matters important to their nations without intrusive interference. This authority is not something bestowed by other governments. It is inherent in their identity as peoples. But to be fully effective, their authority must be recognized by other governments. Okay, Tom, you can stop.
You look a little white, Tom. You all right?
Just out of breath. Boy, making wind noises is tougher than it looks.
Not as tough as trying to get recognized by the federal government.
Try phoning them sometime and see how far you get. Might as well be talking to a time signal.
Well, looks as though we have run out of time. Next time, our guests will be Pamela Wallen, Mike Harris, and of course, Louis Riel.
Who's Mike Harris?
In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
And Tom King saying,
So long for now. And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs.
We should talk about that loan for Tom.
I don't need a loan.
A vacation will help relieve that stress.
I don't want to go on vacation.
Sally McGosh, Tom, you don't get authentic Indian food like that in Alberta.
Except in Banff.
So I'll go to Banff.
I'll get the loan form.
I don't want a loan.
Here, Tom.